Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in and turning us on. My name is Sabrina Wright, and I'm honored today to be a guest host on the Dr. Pat Show. And today, I've got my special guest, Lisa Hatch, a holistic health coach. And we're going to be talking about the real relationship between health and contentment and the remarkable gift that 2020 actually brought us. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning, Sabrina. I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me onto this wonderful, wonderful show. I'm honored.
Really excited to talk with you today. Dr. Pat typically has this slot and she's on holiday. So she's experiencing all of the magic and wonder of Christmas.
Lucky me.
Right? I think so.
Yes.
Lucky me too. Hey, Lisa, I asked you on because we've had a few conversations over the past several weeks about what 2020 has brought to us. And I find it remarkable that we're experiencing a lot of the similar things, not only for ourselves, but also with our clients. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to speak to how life and circumstances have divinely orchestrated, if you really think about it, it's not a lot of things that we actually had control over this year, but how that orchestration provided us collectively and individually with solutions, with a lot of healing, many teachings that we needed to be exposed to, and a lot of personal growth and transformation. Mm-hmm. Isn't that not, wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely. And what amazing gifts each one of those is, truly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It kind of makes me think about, what is that anecdote or when the student is ready, the teacher will show or the teacher will come. Mm-hmm. And it made me think about you too, because in your past life, right? You were a teacher. Would you be so kind and just share with our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you bring to the table with your clients?
Well, like you said, I was a teacher and with fourth and fifth graders, so 9 and 10 year olds. And the goal I had every day of every year, school year, was to hopefully inspire, empower, and help my students not just learn certain stuff, but know where to find the answers and to help them to be the best version of themselves every day and not to arrive at a place where, okay, now this is who I am, but just to continue working on themselves. And then I did that with my own two children who are, 27 and 24 now. And so I thought when my kids were, I taught until I had my son. So then I stayed home for 25 years. And during that time, I studied kinesiology in college. I've always been fascinated by the human body and by health and wellness and what we can control and how our choices that we make impact our health. So during that time, I was doing all sorts of things and volunteering at my kids' schools, every school. But then I thought, I think I'll go, I really want to go back to teaching. But when the time came, I was like, I want to reach more than fourth and fifth graders. I want to impact people of all ages and all backgrounds, right? So I went back and got my health coaching certification. And then I started doing that, which I loved. And then I think that's right around the time that I met you.
We met at, I think, 2014, we met at what I call a conference that was centered around ultra clean, ultra green, ultra plant-based, and what was new to me was organic and nutrition. And how do we bring all of that to our lives, not only through our food, but through our living, through our environment? And it's been a fascinating journey ever since.
Fascinating, to say the least. I mean, it has been such a, that has been a gift, you know, mm-hmm. especially this year. So when we met, you know, I don't know how you got arrived there, but a friend of mine told me about a company, the company that we went back to, you know, learn more about. And once I learned a little bit, I was like, oh, this aligns with so everything that I believe in. Uh-huh. And I wanted to learn more. So I'm so grateful for countless reasons, because one of which was you, because I got to meet you there. And then we've been on this journey. And all this year, we've been talking about how now we have this gift to share with people during this really challenging, tumultuous time in our world, right?
Exactly. And the gift is ongoing, and it's multidimensional. It's not like I'm just going to be handing you this little box with a bow on it, right? It's similar to what you were teaching your fourth and fifth graders about learning and growing and becoming bigger and better and developing every aspect of yourself as an individual. That's what, in my opinion, that's what this year has been for me. Typically, at the beginning of each year, there seems to be a theme within the first couple of weeks where this word keeps coming to mind. And that ends up being the word of the year. And I learn all aspects of this. It didn't so much unfold that way this year. It's funny. It didn't start to unfold that way until about February, when you and I went on an amazing vacation and went to an all-inclusive resort for, gosh, it seemed like a week, but we were there for 4 days. And coming away from that vacation, partnership was the word, but I wasn't quite sure how that was going to play out. And looking back, I think that it unfolded like a perfect flower when it comes into its fullness. It starts at this beautiful little bud, and then little by little, day by day, it just unfolds, and the beauty just increases day by day. The fullness of that flower increases every day. That's what I have experienced this year. After we left that conference way back in 2014, you started a community. And your focus was on building this community. And you called this community Strive.
I did. And my students loved acrostic poems. So they'd write Happy Mother's Day going vertically. And then they'd write an H about a sentence about their mom, and then an A, and then a P, and then a P. And so I've always loved acrostic. I think it's acronyms I think are easier for people to remember. Mm-hmm. So I, like I said earlier, I wanted to work with people of all ages. So I came up with Strive because of what I wanted my community to build on, which was I wanted to help people shine their light. So it's Strive, S-T-R-I-V-E. The S was for help them shine their light. The T was for to really trust their inner voice and trust their gut. Mm-hmm. The R was for to radiate bravery and gratitude.
Ooh.
And the I was for inspire and be inspired. The V was to value their bodies and their uniqueness. And then the E was to empower themselves and others. And
wow.
So that holistically, not just physically, but everything, right? So I just wanted to create that kind of environment that I hoped I did when I was with my fourth and fifth graders and with my own children, but now with more people to help them to live, be the best version of themselves and really be the best they can be, but not the best they're going to be, right? Because mm-hmm. it's this ongoing thing, like you said. So.
Amazing. Lisa, how can people find you and your community?
They can find me at Strive with Lisa on Instagram and Strive on Facebook and Lisa Alderman Hatch on Facebook.
Terrific.
And message me or whatever. I'd be happy to connect with anybody.
Great. What if I told you that there's a way to slow down the process of discomfort and disease? That would that be of interest to you? Would you want to know more about what that looks like? We'll talk about that with Lisa Hatch when we come back from this break.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's Angel Messages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, I'm Ambrosia.
And I'm Alexa.
And we are the hosts of Inner Bloom Podcast.
A podcast about spirituality and intuitive development.
Together, we utilize our intuitive gifts and our own personal life experiences to empower you to live an extraordinary life.
Check us out and subscribe at innerbloompodcast.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. My name is Sabrina Wright, and I am honored to be your guest host today. And joining me is Lisa Hatch, my friend and holistic health coach. And today we're talking about the remarkable gift that 2020 has delivered and provided for us. Before the break, we were talking about a community that Lisa is building. And this community is based in integrity, in great values that contribute to our families, our communities, and our world. Lisa, do you remember, how could we forget? Do you remember this year and what we've considered the pain points that we've experienced ourselves, as well as the pain points that seem to be in just about every conversation we're having with our clients and our friends? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Food for one, with all the restaurants closing down, and with just the fact that we don't have the freedom to do what we used to do and how we could just decide on a whim what we're going to eat. And what about movement, being sheltered at home? I don't know about you, but here in the Pacific Northwest, where it's raining, and right now it's raining a lot, we have limited access to all of those beautiful outdoor activities than we used to. And what about stress and relationships and anxiety and depression, all brought on because of limitations, because of fear, because of the unknown? How does Strive help people to work through those pain points?
You know, I think because collectively we're all going through similar things, even though we as individuals we're experiencing everything a little bit differently, right? Mm-hmm. But I think by help encouraging each other to see the good. Yes, there is a lot. There's been tragedy. There's been loss. There has been collective globally, right? Mm-hmm. And this fear and this, oh my gosh, my immune system, you know, this, all of the different emotions people have experienced. But if you see the good, there's always good. You have to really look for the good, especially during these challenging times. And then finding the good, then you see the good, then you do good, and then you share that, right? You it's almost contagious. So being around, like wallowing in the negativity doesn't help anybody, right? But if you can, if you choose to make some different choices, whether it's diet, whether it's movement, we have to be creative, right? We couldn't go to our same restaurants and our same takeout places and our same gyms and our same studios and our same places we used to do all the live our lives, right? Mm-hmm. So we need to be creative and choose to continue to make choices that align with ourselves, right? While we are taking care of ourselves. Self-care, that's such a huge part of people's lives, especially in times like these.
Well, and I think that self-care has really changed in people's minds and how they perceive it. And I think that they're understanding it better, that it's the small components and it's the small things that you do in your life to bring you that peace, to put that smile on your face, to quiet the anxiety that's within. And it runs the gambit of taking the time and reading a book. How about having a cup of tea and trying new tea? Or it doesn't have to be big and extravagant and a day at the spa, or because those things right now are shut down. So how do we develop self-care in our homes to meet the needs that have suddenly become really important?
Well, I look at self-care as nourishment, nourishing our minds, nourishing our bodies, nourishing our spirits, our soul, right? Mm-hmm. So when you look at something that's happened, so we all right now need to make sure our immune system is strong and we're getting enough sleep and all of those things to take care of our physical health and our mental health so that we can fight this virus, right? But when you're doing that, you also want to do it because you're able to have your relationships. If you're sick and not well, you're not going to get on a Zoom call and talk face to face with somebody. So really, I think that one of the biggest gifts from this whole thing is people are really prioritizing their health. I think we used to all take it for granted. Mm-hmm. And now we're not. We are really, as a whole, I think most people are really, really valuing their health way more. All aspects of their health, their financial health, their spiritual health, their physical, mental health, all of those, mm-hmm. because of what we've been given. That is not a bad lesson. That's a wonderful gift we've been given, is to really take time to pause, to nourish ourselves. Because what's that age old adage of you can't pour from an empty cup, or you put your oxygen mask, if something happens and you're flying, you put your oxygen mask on first and then you take care of your loved ones. So we have to take care of ourselves so that we can be a better spouse, partner, employee, teammate, whatever, right? So I think people are really seeing that more because of what's going on in the world. And I think to encourage that and to help people see the value in organic eating, right? Mm-hmm. See the value in detoxing daily at a cellular level. What is that going to do for them, right? How is that going to make them live a better life, more content, more fulfilled, with more contentment, more fulfillment, more... And for them to share that with somebody else, right?
Absolutely. I find that this year, toxicity has become more of a conversation mm-hmm. in circles. And initially, it started with the toxic environment. Okay, so here we're attacked by this virus. It's toxic. I want to make sure that I protect myself. I have to protect my immune system. I need to make sure that my respiratory system is clean and clear and strong, and how to do that. And in the past, there hasn't been real conversation around the specifics. And I think that's where the confusion started. And in that confusion, there was a lot of fear that was fueled. Now, toxicity can be in every aspect of your life. You already talked about the health physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. Well, when you're not healthy in those areas, it's because it's toxic. There are toxic components that aren't serving you well. So that's the perfect time to take a self inventory. This year's been the perfect time to do that, right? And it's been a matter of taking each aspect in and of itself and really taking a look and taking that self inventory, what's serving me and what's not. Where am I missing a certain knowledge and understanding about it? And where do I find those answers? And Lisa, in your business and in your community, you provide those answers and that education.
And which I love. I've always loved being a sharer of information. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it was with my friends, my roommates in college, you know, my students, my children, my friends now, you know, I love that. So if there's no word to describe how it feels to make a difference in the life of somebody else, a positive difference in the life of somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, simple changes lead to remarkable results, right? Simple steps.
And I think that simplicity is what is the most remarkable component.
Right.
And we've been learning that all this year. It really is simplifying.
Yep. Very simple. Very simple. Eat more plants, drink more water, you know, remove toxic, like you said, toxins are all around us. We have toxic people in our lives. We have toxic material, fabrics, clothing, whatever it is. Toxins in the air, toxins in the food we eat, the water we drink, the air we... So if we can minimize that, and you can, we just need to control what we can control, and you'll be far better off if you just worry about what you can control and not what you can't control.
Exactly. So it looks like toxicity probably will be a topic that I'm going to be revisiting this next year, moving forward in all aspects. And I'm really thankful that we're having this initial conversation about that. Have you, during this year, taken a really hard look, real self-inventory of your entire life, to include your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and financial health? When we come back, we're going to talk with Lisa Hatch about how to do that and how transformation actually occurs.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. My name is Sabrina Wright, and I have been honored to be a guest host today on the Dr. Pat Show as she is enjoying her holiday celebration. And you're probably wondering why I'm here. So just know that Dr. Pat is with family and friends having a wonderful Christmas, with all of the trimmings and all of the wrapping that goes with it. Today, I'm joined by holistic health coach, Lisa Hatch, I almost want to say the director of the Strive community. That sounds so stuffy. where really it's more of a gathering kind of a more of a facilitator and like social director of Strive. And Lisa, again, tell us, remind us again what Strive stands for.
Strive stands for Shine Your Light, Trust Your Inner Voice, Radiate Bravery and Gratitude, Inspire and Be Inspired, Value Your Body and Its Uniqueness, and Empower Yourself and Empower Others.
Perfect. And where can people find you and the Strive community?
They can find me at Strive with Lisa on Instagram and Strive on Facebook.
Perfect. Thank you. So Lisa, all this today, we've been talking about the remarkable gift that 2020 really has provided us, not only personally, but in our relationships and our work with our clients. And earlier in this, the segment earlier, we were talking about some of our pain points and struggles that we were having, and what the pandemic, or mostly the shelter at home, created was the opportunity to reflect, to take a moment because of that unplug, right? And what pain points were in the forefront of your world?
I feel incredibly fortunate that I didn't have experienced some of the stuff that other people did around the world, you know. But for instance, you know, my favorite yoga and Pilates studio had to close, right? Mm-hmm. But she offered so generously virtual classes. Oh. So I was doing, and because of that, she continued to that even when they got to open for a little bit, and then they had to close again, and then open, and then now close again. They were people from all over the country. I was doing yoga with people from all over, right? Because it was virtual.
Nice.
It's like a Zoom call. You can get on FaceTime with people 3,000 miles away. That's what I do with my daughter and her part. We are living in an age where technologically we can look what we're doing right now, Sabrina. Mm-hmm. You're in the Pacific Northwest in Washington. I'm in Southern California. Mm-hmm. And we're able to look at each other and smile and have a conversation together. It's the next best thing to being in the same room, right?
Absolutely. And there's something for me to be able to see the person that I'm talking to, the facial expression.
Yes.
And it all just kind of pulls everything together, and it's the next best thing to being there.
Right. And so we all have to just be creative and actually step out of our comfort zones and what we used to do, it's changed, and change is good. So we're just adjusting. We're just doing things differently than
right.
we did before. And different can be even better.
It really can be.
So whether it's, you know, you need to think about, like, I used to go to the grocery store or go into a farmer's and dawdle and walk. No, I am in and out, right? Because you want to not spend as much. So we just all have to make these little small adjustments so that we can still continue to be the healthiest we can be, so that we can continue to live our lives fulfilled and content, filled with contentment. We're not going to do that if you're not feeling well. So we have to take care of ourselves.
Exactly. Absolutely. To be able to really lean in to change, I have found that it's easier to do that when I'm not thinking from a lack of control. I'm choosing to think that I'm learning something. Number one, I'm learning something new. Number two, it's got to be better than what I'm doing right now, or it wouldn't have come to be something that is in front of me. Mm-hmm. And excuse me. And three, it's probably going to make my life simpler. And this whole year has been a year of simply investing and simply choosing life in new ways and new things. There's that less hectic buzz that operates where you're rushing from this appointment to that appointment. You've got this responsibility and that responsibility, or putting yourself on the back burner because of all these other commitments. And what's curious is that I'm sleeping better. So this year, my lifestyle has changed in the supplementation that I take. I'm eating cleaner, but I'm also incorporating CBD. And my sleep is so much better. It's more full. It's more robust. And even when I have some odd sleeping times, I'm rested. I'm awake. So if it's at 2 o'clock in the morning,
right,
I'm awake for a particular reason.
Right.
And it's just better.
Well, and think, most people, everywhere you go, you overhear conversations, right? Whether you're picking up your food at the takeout, wherever you are, right? If we're out of our homes, we're overhearing people talk about how they're not sleeping as well. They're worried about somebody. They've gained weight, right? Because their gym's closed. Like, I understand all that, right? That's reality. And I understand that those kind of things have happened. However, it's what we choose to, it's our attitude. It's what we choose to do with that, right? So I feel like I'm stronger than I've ever been before, even during this stay-at-home mandates that we've had, right? Mm-hmm. Because I want to do everything I possibly can to live as long as I possibly can, as healthy as I possibly can, right?
Exactly.
So what is that? So that doesn't, we don't just stop like, oh shoot, oh, my studio's closed, I can't do yoga now. No, you can. You know, be creative,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely. And anything that you do today, better and more than you did yesterday, just keeps you in that momentum. It's that taking action piece. It's huge. It changes the mind. It changes the thought processes. As long as you take some sort of action every single day, mm-hmm. toward your goal, toward the direction, mm-hmm. wherever and whichever you're working on, you know, it could be family projects, it could be, you know, your things that you've identified in your personal inventory that need to be changed, tweaked, or just eliminated altogether. Mm-hmm. Daily steps, daily action. And it doesn't mean that, okay, well, I've got to work out, you know, 30 minutes today more than I did yesterday because I only worked out 30 minutes yesterday.
Right.
If you're consistent in your activity, no matter what it is, you're improving, you're getting better, you're getting stronger. For me, I am a big one on hiking and being out in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, I live on the gorge, so it's beautiful. And I can't get out there enough because it's, yeah, raining. Okay, yeah, I could be whining a little bit, but I don't have the heavy duty gear. If I did, I'd be out there. So I've had to learn to do things differently. And it's just for a time. It's not like I'm, you know, I'm down in the dumps about it, or you know, it's going to prevent me from working with clients, or it's not going to prevent me from anything else. It's just, be realistic about it. It's just for a time. It's not forever. And this does not make what do we say in retail? New trends. It's not going to be a new trend for me, but I need to find more virtual things and become more of a part of a community virtually.
Yes.
And so, well,
and I know you're going to, we're going to melt together. We're going to start doing some melt method.
Melting. I'm super stoked about that.
Yes.
Because from a body worker standpoint, that is gentle and simple to help the body rehydrate.
Oh.
Alleviate tension. Recalibrate the body in a way that body work doesn't do.
Yeah.
But it works really well with it. And then that hydration piece, oh my gosh, everything's flowing better. Your lymph system's hydrated. You've got water flowing to the joints. There's less inflammation. It's just ongoing.
It works with your lymphatic system to release toxins and get rid of toxins. It's, I mean, let's have a conversation on that. Some other, I think you need to invite somebody onto your show to talk about the melt method.
There you go.
You need an hour.
There you go. I'll talk about that. We're going to go for a break right now. Our last break. And this is the Dr. Pat Show. Radio talk radio to thrive by, and we'll be right back after this last message.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Coach Peggy Show. All things wellness with Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in live every first and third Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you settling? No more. Coach Peggy takes on all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness. The Coach Peggy Show is not afraid to be bold, badass, and it's never half in. For more information, visit allthingswellness.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dr. Pat Show. My name is Sabrina Wright, and I'm joined here with Lisa Hatch from Strive. And she's a holistic health coach. And we've been really honored to come to you today during the Dr. Pat Show as she's off celebrating the holidays. Welcome back. Lise, we've been talking today about what a remarkable year this really has turned out to be for us and for many people who are in our lives. So I guess what I really want to know is, what are you most grateful for from this year?
Oh gosh, Sabrina, I feel like I journal that and I share that so often, because that's not to acknowledge the hardships that we've all experienced, right? But to, like I said earlier, to focus on seeing the good, mm-hmm. right? Because usually it's the not so good stuff that we don't have control over anyway, right? So see the good. But I think that there are so many, but I think one of the biggest things is my deepening in my relationships, because I think we, just like what we took our diet and our health for granted, I think we also took our relationships for granted. And this pandemic, this situation we've all across the globe have experienced is given us time for pause. Mm-hmm. So we pause. What's really important to us? What do we really want? Where do we really want to work? Where do we want to live? Who do we want to live? All of these questions, right? And so I think what the biggest thing is, the deepening of my relationships with my family and friends because of technology. Because I can still connect. You know, when they call it social distancing, I feel like it's called physical distancing. Social distancing, you and I are being social right now. Mm-hmm. Right? So I don't think it's more social distance. I think it's physical, like physically apart, right? So that's the one thing, is that deepening of relationships and that cultivating of a community of like-minded people. So it's about really relationships. I'm also incredibly grateful for this company that I'm partnered with, the extraordinary company that they are, along with the exemplary people involved in it and their products, that really gives people hope, especially in times like this. Mm-hmm. And it helps people in countless ways with their overall health and well-being. All what we've been talking about, the mental, the physical, the financial, the spiritual, all of that. And I want to be part of the solution, right? You know, we're the world is different as we know it. It will not ever be the same, but let's make it better than it was before. Let's take something that was a really, 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 really extremely unfortunate situation, and let's turn it into something good, right? So that's what this partnering with this company allows me to do, is to truly positively help people's lives change really around the world. Mm-hmm. So I'm so grateful for that. And really and this is much broader, but the selfless, compassionate, kind people all everywhere that continue to work tirelessly to make a difference in people's lives. Whether that, I lost my dad earlier this year, but the doctors and nurses and hospice workers that took care of him, forever indebted, right? I'm forever grateful for them. It's someone like you that our partnership and you encouraging me to step out of my comfort zone, right? And to stretch me so far out of my comfort zone, I can't even see my comfort zone anymore. Or the owner of the yoga studio that worked so hard to get her classes online, or the restaurant owners that are working to continue to employ their employee. You know, it's the delivery people. It's the frontline workers. It's everybody that is doing hard things in spite of the situation, mm-hmm. and really continuing to make a difference in other people's lives. And I'm touched by people like that every day.
That's such a great point. We are touched by them in small and great ways every day. And many times we don't realize it.
Well, and really quickly, I saw this TED Talk and they talked about the 10 top things that are factors in determining longevity. And the woman speaking said, yes, of course, exercise, movement is on there, and diet and different things. The top two were relationship based, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So staying, yeah, and appreciating people. And I think we've seen the kindness of humanity over and over and over again throughout this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell me, share some of yours.
So this year has been all about partnerships for me. Mm-hmm. And really dialing in the value of real partnerships and real relationships, personal versus the surface kind, like the people that you interact with on a surface level. Mm-hmm. And I'm truly grateful for so many of them. Oh, now you make me all kind of weepy.
Well, I started getting a little weepy too.
I know, right? It's like, I'm really grateful for my friends and those people who have stepped up to challenge and stretch me, mm-hmm. To encourage me through those challenges. I'm grateful for our relationship and how it's even developed to, and we're just so on the same wavelength in so many ways that we approach life and how we approach helping people and approach our work. I'm grateful for an amazing personal relationship with an incredible man who, I'm really grateful for my family members and how they've grown and they've stepped up to become more engaging with each other. And partnerships, learning the truth about real partnerships.
And then
how, you know, the truth is so important and how it can be difficult to navigate, but knowing that you have a partner to be able to move through that, right? Mm-hmm. And to know that, you have people who have your back.
Yeah. And I think Sabrina, I'm going to try to keep my composure, but I feel the same about you. And I couldn't be happier that you have that special, wonderful man in your life. But partnerships, if we all help each other to be better, that's what life's all about, is helping each other be better people.
Exactly.
On this journey.
And Lisa, I want to thank you so much for joining me here today. And I want to leave this with our audience. Take a really good look and a self inventory. Take a look at 2020 and really be in awe of the remarkable gift that it truly has given you. My name is Sabrina Wright, and you're here on the Dr. Pat Show. And I just want to thank you, Lisa Hatch, for joining me. I want to thank all of you for tuning in and turning us on, and wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, I beg and please sing him. Come out of things unseen.